our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.
The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker.
What up, JC?
Jay Clark.
Oh, we love him. He's had a great year with us here on the Triple M Rush Hour family, and he knows we are global. Welcome, Jay.
Hello, boys. We're due for a beer, aren't we?
Won't be far away. Bern and I will love to catch up, and we thank you for everything you've done so far. We've still got a few more weeks to go. Now, Argy Bargy with Jeremy Cameron, GWS v the Geelong Football Club. What the hell is happening?
Yeah, the tensions have cranked right up over this, boys. So Geelong this morning offered 2 first-round picks to GWS for Cameron. That was picks 15 and number 20. Now, they said they would give them those 2 first-round picks if GWS gave back Cameron and a second-round pick. Now, the offer was seen as generous. Yep. The Cats thought it was a respectful offer. The management thought it was a decent offer. The Giants' dead set took about 3 minutes to knock it back. They want the Cats to either drop that second round pick that's contingent off it or add a third round pick. So they want the absolute kitchen sink GWS for Jeremy Cameron. And I'm just wondering now whether the Cats just say stuff it, throw up their arms and walk him through the preseason draft. And this is where the doozy is. So Geelong and Essendon are talking about a potential pick swap in the first round. And as part of that, Essendon could assure Geelong that the Bombers will not take Cameron in the preseason draft. They're the only club, the Bombers, that would take Cameron in the preseason draft. And if they strike an arrangement with Geelong and said, as part of that, right, I will let him through, then the Cats could activate that preseason draft method. So they're a bit fed up, the Cats, it's fair to say. And it's going to be really interesting to see where this goes from here, because they're saying that their offer at the moment is a final one.
Oh, yes. Wow. Watch this space there. What about Carlton and Adam Saad? That hasn't happened yet.
No, it certainly hasn't. So Essendon want pick 8 for Adam Saad, and Carlton say, well, if we do that, then we want a third round pick. But this is where Brisbane could sneak in. So Brisbane have got picks 18 and 19. Yep. They could say to Carlton, we want your pick 8, and then you get 18 and 19. So then they could offer 18 for the Cats and use 19 in the draft, or the Bombers say we want a future first-round pick for Saad. So that deal is holding up a little bit of stuff, and whether it's pick 8 and something back or a future first round, I think that will get done.
Jeez, there's a lot going on, isn't there? What about, what's the latest on Dunkley? Is that sort of gone cold, that? And what about Adam Treloar too?
No, you're good, Bern. It has just ground to a halt. Things have really slowed down here. So as of last night, Essendon were hopeful of doing a deal for Dunkley, including a first-round pick and then maybe something else. Look, as of this morning, it's going nowhere. So Sam Power, the Western Bulldogs list manager, he's saying they want to retain Josh Dunkley. He's a heartbeat of that midfield. There's going to be no more ruck shenanigans next year. So if he doesn't move, then you'd think Treloar stays against his will, against the Pies' will at Collingwood. So Dunkley has to move to get Treloar to the Western Bulldogs, you'd think, unless St Kilda, unless Gubby just pulls a late one and comes in from the rafters. But at the moment, Dunkley and Treloar not moving very quickly at all.
God, it's going to be hard for Adam Treloar to walk back into that football club after what's gone, well, what's happened, and said basically they didn't want him. But anyway, he's going to have to do it, maybe. What about Collingwood? And I hear Jack Gunston might be on their radar.
Yeah, they're keen on him to improve their forward half connection. So they want forwards who can create some separation, Bern, as you would know a lot better than I. But Mason Cox is, he's not quick. He's cumbersome. No. He can't get that creation, that separation. They've got Mychek. Gunston would be perfect. However, Hawthorn are saying, look, Jack Gunston could captain our footy club next year. Yep. You want Jack Gunston, we'd maybe consider a top 5 pick. Otherwise, it's not happening. So I think it's an absolute long shot. Collingwood will continue to ask up until the trade deadline, but I think it's a really long shot that they could get Jack Gunston out of Hawthorn when he could genuinely be their captain.
Yeah, he's got to stay there.
He has to, doesn't he? Just a bit of local news. Fantasia to Port Adelaide, where's that at? And also Haitley from the Giants to Adelaide, where's that at?
I think Fantasia gets the Port. Now, they've got pick 29, it is, for Fantasia. I think that's a little bit low, to be fair. I mean, Fantasia's best footy is quite good. We know there's a gap between his best and worst, but it's quite good. So I think They're going to have to improve that 29. So whether Essendon and Port swap future seconds and future thirds, yeah, or a future first for a future second, I think just a lick of cream on top of the 29 in this year's draft, I think he'll get that done. Haley will get to Adelaide, and this will be one of the best deals of the trade period, I think. If they can get him for pick 40 or so, I mean, I remember watching him in his draft year. He's a young star on baller. All he needs is opportunity. Mm. I think he can really flourish at the Crows. And I think it's about pick 40 or thereabouts that Adelaide could get him for, because if the deal doesn't get done, Adelaide can get him with the first pick in the preseason draft, and that'd be a mighty fine pickup. So, Reddy will have a win there if he can get Haley on the cheap.
Great initially stuff. Initially pick 14 too, Jars, just what, to clear that
young
up.
Haley,
good steal if they can get him for pick 40.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll add a lot of depth to the midfield, losing Brady Crouch too.
Yep.
Good stuff, Jay. We'll speak again.
Good on you, boys.
Our Town and Country Office National. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.